All right, let's talk about the film El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie, 2019, starring Aaron Paul. This is a film that takes place in the Breaking Bad universe directly after all the events that happen when the season finale or the series finale hits. It stars Aaron Paul, Jonathan Banks, Jesse Plemons as Todd, and they bring back several other A-listers from Breaking Bad for cameos. Honestly, I was really glad to see they brought back Badger and Skinny Pete, who's played by Matt Jones and Charles Baker. I almost think that those two could carry a show of their own. They were pretty hilarious, although there has to be a little more depth to their character for that to work. But at any rate, where you were sort of left off in Breaking Bad when the series ended, you have Aaron Paul or Jesse driving off in the El Camino after everyone had been killed by Walter White, including himself. That's kind of where Breaking Bad ends. And you're like, okay, I wonder what's going to happen. So this film tries to answer the question, what happened to Jesse Pinkman? Unfortunately, although it does answer that question ultimately, I wanted more answers than just what happened to Jesse. I wanted to know what happened to Walter White's family. What happened to Hank's wife? And what happened with Walter White's kids? Was everything going to be okay? I kind of wanted those sorts of answers. What happened to Better Call Saul? I wanted to know what happened to him. I don't think that one was answered. So anyway, we sort of find out, we get the backstory of what happened to Jesse Pinkman while he was in captivity at the compound, almost the near Nazi style, not right supremacist compound that he was stuck in with Todd's crazy family. Find out some of their backstory and got some reasoning into where Jesse Pinkman could have got some money after he was freed from captivity in the last episode of Breaking Bad. The film was very entertaining. It was interesting and captivating till the end. Jesse does end up finding some money and was able to go back and find the character played by Robert Forster named Ed, who was sort of the vacuum cleaner salesman that could disappear you for the right amount of money, and he ends up in Alaska. It was really sort of unsatisfying in a way, in a few ways. I mean, that doesn't really tell you what ultimately happens to Jesse. Does he become a lumberjack like the way Dexter ended the first time? I don't know. I wasn't really satisfied with that ending. There was more of a serious ting in a way to this movie. It felt like you could have played it right before the last final episode of Breaking Bad. You might have been able to play this movie and got a few answers and then finish the series. The other thing I had a hard time believing is just how they made Jesse Pinkman, I don't want to say evil, but they made him more treacherous. And so in the episode, he ends up killing a couple of people, two or three people, getting a bunch more money to help him fund his getaway trip in the end. I never really bought Jesse Pinkman as being a murderer. And even the episode where in Breaking Bad where he kills someone by shooting them in the face, I just didn't buy it. There's no, I don't think he could have done that. And I thought it was bad writing. I mean, every series has its ups and downs. And that was one of the things I didn't like about Breaking Bad, in that episode where Jesse kills someone. Before all that stuff was handled by Walter White, which made sense. He was the guy who was Breaking Bad. Whereas Pinkman all the time was, in a sense, trying to break away from Walter White and trying to not sell drugs. And once he got to a certain amount of money, he was square. He didn't want any more. And in fact, he got to where he hated money. In this one, that part carries on. He doesn't really care about money. He would give everything just to have a normal life. And that's what he did. He gave every penny he had just about to get away and find a new life in Alaska. Anyhow, that is El Camino, the movie. I hope they do other Breaking Bad movies, but the problem with doing them after so many years has passed is everyone ages. And look at Better Call Saul. You have an older version of Better Call Saul of Bob Odenkirk playing Saul Goodman. And yet he's supposed to be younger. He's supposed to be a prequel to the Breaking Bad series. It's just kind of weird. And this El Camino came out 6 years after Breaking Bad, the series concluded. So they need to put these little timed closer together. Also, it was notable that the character Robert Forrester passed away, unfortunately, after filming, apparently, in 2019. He was really good in a lot of other programs. I remember him from Jackie Brown. So anyway, that is my review. I will give it 3 stars, and thanks for listening.